Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Any of the show, grab the podcast
free every day
at tntradioempire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show too at tntradioempire.com in case you're Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa all play the show, in case you have different listening habits these days because you're stuck inside.
It's free. We don't charge anything.
Nope.
You don't have to subscribe to nothing.
We're not giving you any pandemic free stuff now. It's always been free.
Any of that stuff.
I know people are starting to do that. It's the pandemic sale. We're 3 days. We're 2 weeks away from some mattress sale. Pandemic mania mattress sale or something like that. So you guys be proud of me last night, since I know we have to stay informed. I like to stay informed with intelligent people. So my phone was charging in my bedroom the whole freaking night.
Oh, good.
Like 4 hours.
Good job.
But with this, and this morning I'm checking it out. Obviously, I'm back to, and I listen to smart people, and that doesn't include the leader and others, and his son-in-law. But I try to zone in on smart people, doctors, scientists, things like that. But I watched my wife and I rewatched. We saw it in the theater in 2011. The Descendants, which is such a great movie.
I know
both of you guys have seen it, and
love that.
But I'm not a guy that watches movies twice. Very, very few. I mean, I've watched Godfather a zillion times and Goodfellas and things like that, In and Out over and over for years.
Shawshank.
Yeah, but even then, those movies you just tune back in.
You don't ever sit down and watch the whole thing,
right,
front to back.
I've never been one of those kind of guys. Maybe some comedies I've watched front to back before, but not that often. Because I got the gist. I know the movie, so it's not one of those kind of things I usually do. But instead of watching a bad Lifetime movie where it just sucks anyway, and most of the time my wife's seen it, so I found The Descendants on one of the movie channels last night, right at 7 o'clock Central, right at the beginning of it, too. So yeah,
that's a happy pick-me-up movie wife dies.
It's very sad. Hey, spoiler alert, man. Nobody knows that. Spoiler
alert. It's been 10 years.
But that's Alexander Payne, Omar's own Alexander Payne. And what a great movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Push that really doesn't blow anything. Push his line.
Well, I mean, it's
great right in the beginning you see that.
About 90% of the movie happens after that.
Well, yeah, I love the fact that.
Well, no, she's alive the whole time. She dies at the end.
She's in a coma. she's also the villain.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I see a lot of movies where the person in the coma is the villain.
and they're yelling at her and crap. Yeah, but there's a lot of. No, I understand. It is sad. It's more sad at the end than the rest of the movie because there's a lot more story involved. Than that, obviously. But, it's a great movie. So
now, Clooney's great in that.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley's great in that. Judy Greer is great.
Did you finally watch Nebraska yet?
Bo Bridges. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you got to see that. Alexander Payne is such a good filmmaker.
Yeah, he's very good.
I mean, that one is, even though it's all in black and white,
yeah.
Bruce Dern yeah. and Bob Odenkirk, yeah. the whole thing, it's such a good movie.
Yeah, I watched a good chunk of Sideways last week.
Yeah, I can watch Sideways a lot.
Yeah.
I'm in and out of Sideways, too, when I see that, because I've seen the whole thing, obviously, you know, a couple times. But I took a night off Ozark, because even though I love it, that's not picked me up either.
But
I'm catch. I'll catch you up this week.
I finished up Ozark.
That's
last
okay.
Night.
You did. Okay.
See, I think we're going to start it tonight.
Yeah, yeah, oh, are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even talk about it, Todd.
Just intense.
Well, of course it is.
I'm five in.
I'm five and a half in, actually. How many are there?
There are no lulls.
Ten episodes.
Okay. 10 episodes.
Well, I might be six in.
Yeah, and the ending is still cliffhangery, and
of course.
It's satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's worth go. Yeah. Watch all 10. You're this far in. All 10.
I watched it from day one.
I was telling you guys off the air. We finished last night the morning show on Apple.
Yeah,
Apple
okay.
Plus.
You said that's good, right?
That is some of the finest acting Steve Carell's yeah. done in his career, yeah. and with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. If you have access, it's like $5 a month for that. Just get it just to watch that show alone. It's amazing.
Yeah, we got to get our minds off things. Because,
well, you know, binging TV is what you got right
now.
Yeah,
you're right, right. And it's the weekend, though. Hey, it's a weekend. And it was sleeting on the way in our city right now. It's beautiful out there right now. So if you're in Omaha and you are driving out this morning, don't hit the brakes. You'll slide a little bit. It's pretty nasty. But other places are probably pretty nice. But you can't go anywhere.
Just all gas. Yeah, don't break it.
Although our state, you can run free still. The rest of the states are taking this seriously. But, you know.
Some of them are.
No.
Like North Dakota, South Dakota.
Yeah. South Dakota chicks are
middle of the country.
Yeah. Our guys are dumbass.
I don't know what the rules are in Kansas.
They're a little tighter than ours, I think. Yeah. I did see our city actually said, finally, no more playgrounds.
Shelter in place.
Real nice, yeah. That's about 2 weeks too late there for the playground situation. But, you know, we are on it. We follow the Cheetos, so our governor does, actually.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Craig will be here. Nick will be here. Craig's got some news. We'll let him give that news up when he gets here. It's good news. You know, I like that. I like hearing good news from Craig. From anybody, for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Good news about anything. From anybody.
Right, right.
We'll take it at this point.
Yeah. It's not about coronavirus. That's still bad. That's not the good news Craig's got for you. We don't like tease important stuff. Although this is important.
No, things aren't getting much better there.
No, they're not. They're not. Except you just you find out how many idiot people you know.
I kind of stayed away from it.
I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that. Well, in the morning I'll see it now. I'm not looking. I'm not watching.
Yeah, I've been drawn off.
Actually, I've been blocking most idiots.
Facebook the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's a good idea because the news is more important.
Yeah, and I found out there's stuff on the internet you can read that's factual.
Facts. Schmacks, Todd.
Experts.
Nobody cares.
Seem to know what they're talking about, and they all say they don't really know.
Yeah, well, we also don't.
But
I mean,
you go
no
over to Facebook.
You got to watch Cuomo. We have no leadership.
You got people who have definitive answers.
Oh, God. Some guy's trying to. Some guy I just saw this morning. I don't know who he is, but obviously he's a friend. Some sort of one of my 5,000 tight friends I got there. Or some one of his friends. I'm not sure. I have no idea how the algorithm of Facebook works. I don't. I don't think any of us do. But it was just somebody on there saying, trying to compare the coronavirus day. Say you got 1,000 jelly beans, blah, blah, blah. And that means only 1% of the dying. I'm thinking, yeah. And somebody wrote in there, yeah, there's 5,000 jelly beans and 6 will kill you. Would you eat those? Well, I'm not trying to say, yeah, you are. You're trying to be an idiot. trying to break it down into jelly bean logic.
Yeah, feed them to your kids.
Oh, yeah, feed them to your kids, right.
Bring those jelly beans home to your kids.
Get together to at the mega churches. Get together to mega churches.
Small chance.
Shake hands and praise Jesus and die.
That they're going to get killed?
Of course, probably.
What are you afraid of?
You leave that church and you do other people. So screw you all. Not all of you. You guys are much. We get some great email, too. I saw a couple guys here. One guy, read the cop's email. He woke up this morning kind of bored, talking about 6 feet distance.
Oh, the police sergeant?
Yeah. It's just some random facts.
I was a self-defense instructor in Nebraska for 12 years. A healthy, full-grown adult can close the gap on you from 21 feet at a full run in 1 second. Mm-hmm. The six-foot thing should be 21 feet.
Yeah, I've heard that spit can fly. Spit can fly 27 feet or something like that. I'm thinking, well, who's spitting 27 feet?
Well, yeah, the clip I saw, Fauci even kind of poo-pooed that. He said, if you, like, really lean back and get into it, maybe you'll get there, but more than likely not. Yeah.
Like one of those powerful sneezes that fly everywhere? Okay.
Right.
Right. The good Dr. Fauci said.
Fauci also said all states should be locked down.
He also likes it when people say that he's overreacting, because that's generally the correct reaction.
Well, he's also got more security now because the right-wing are threatening his life.
Yeah, but when you look back in retrospect and you say people overreacted, it turns out they, in fact, gave the right reaction.
So, that guy's going to have a great book someday. You know, he's going to tell you,
you know,
the idiots he's been dealing with.
He really doesn't seem like the type.
When he retires, he's going to have to, though.
Yeah, no.
Oh, he will. Somebody's going to offer him $1 zillion to tell you how inept the White House is. Write that book.
Okay, I think he could step down right now.
He should do it now.
And someone would offer him a position somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he could make $1 zillion and
tell us the truth, how inept everything is.
Yeah, what's really going on.
Yeah, but not in the book form, because that's what Bolton tried to do. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, his little thing failed, too. Think about it. Bolton had all this information about how Trump was messing up. You'll see it in the book. You'll see it in the book. And everybody yelled at him. It's like, and now nobody cares about that book.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. He could have said it then. Okay. There's our political rant. Craig Evans. Yeah.
Kansas is a stay-at-home state.
Yeah, they are.
They're in their second week now.
Yeah. No, we're not. We are at some things, but not everything. Then somebody started yelling at us. Well, I got a job. I understand you got a job.
I haven't left the house in 18 days. Well, I walked.
I actually walked yesterday.
I walk in the park.
Yeah. There you go. That's
the only time. And then you
come here, Todd.
Yeah, I did that.
You know, there are people that don't leave the house at all. But
I know.
Yeah, I think you are kind of.
My wife and my kids.
Yeah, you're kind of bastardizing that when you say you haven't left the house, but you come to work 5 days a week.
You leave every day.
A lot of people aren't even doing that.
No. Most people. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. My wife and kids haven't left the house in 18 days, or at least two. My wife's been in the store a few times. My kids never left. Well, they get in the car sometimes, but my daughter doesn't drive. She just comes back.
Well, we'll take a ride to go pick up some food, but that's about it.
Yeah, you're coming to work every day, Todd, so you're right. You're not the guy that...
Yeah, you need to stop saying that, because people will riot.
You're bastardizing the
Let me tell you about not leaving the house.
Exactly, I noticed that. I come up, last night, I was going to bed, I said, hey, tomorrow's the weekend, just kind of joking to my wife, because every day is the same to her. I mean, exactly the same, you know.
She threw a vase at your head?
No, she...
A vase?
No, a vase, exactly. She threw a vase in my head. All right, Craig, in a few... Nick, it's Friday, right? Hey, it's the weekend.
It might be. Who knows?
It's the weekend.
Does it matter?
I'm excited. Well, it does to you, us three. We get to sleep in.
Yeah.
We get to sleep in. Otherwise, you're right. I'm going to go home going,
And anybody else? There's a lot of people who are actually going to work.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. There are.
Yeah, it's the weekend.
There's a number of
people. No. If you work at grocery stores, it's not the weekend.
Sure.
You know?
Aren't necessarily essential that are deemed essential. They're going to work every weekday.
Yeah. You get to sleep in tomorrow, but there's also more hours to kill.
Yeah, so most of you tomorrow will be the same.
Yeah, but
as
I had some wine last night. Believe me, I could have slept in the day.
But you know? There's any number of you.
You had wine. What did you have last night?
Tomorrow.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't drink last night?
But I didn't. It was, the alarm was way too quick.
Yeah, I drank some wine last night.
Probably slept an extra hour or two this morning.
I slept till the alarm, you know, so that's why I know when I'm drinking. Probably the extra glass of white wine, which makes me sleep the whole way to the alarm.
good idea and a bad idea.
At the time, I didn't care. I'm sitting on the couch watching Descendants. I'm just going to get a big old glass of wine. Wish I was in Hawaii, you know, even though... I mean, everything about that movie is great. They're all hanging around Hawaii. All right, wife's dying. That's not the happy part.
Good job saying that. Good job clarifying.
Craig's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.